If I asked you to describe someone who had a huge impact on your life, how many of you would talk about a teacher who believed in you or gave you grace or perspective when you were going through a hard time? Teachers are some of the most respected people on the planet, and something that many speakers emulate when they're on stage. So in today's episode, we are talking all about the speaker archetype of the teacher. If you know somebody that talks like a teacher when they are giving a speech or a presentation, please share this with them because I would love to hear what they have to say. Now, let's get into it. Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and thought leadership consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it. All right, many of us think about teachers as having this deep well of knowledge and the passion to share it with others and really help people learn. The teacher excels in breaking down complex ideas into understandable, engaging, bite-sized pieces. They're patient, they're articulate, they are skilled at crafting lessons that resonate with their audience. And their aim is not just to inform, but to foster understanding and growth, leaving whoever's listening, whoever's in their audience, a lot more knowledgeable and or curious than before. And the thing that most comes to mind with me when I think about the teacher archetype is something that I have said in my corporate training career. We are not here just presenting information, right? We are facilitating learning experiences. We are curating knowledge for people to better understand what it is we're putting in front of them. Now, if you haven't guessed, I think I resonate a lot with the teacher archetype because of my background, although it may or may not be my main archetype. So you'll have to listen to the other episodes to see if that's true or not. The thing I want you to keep in mind is that the qualities of the teacher as a speaker archetype are clarity. And with clarity comes being concise. And that's something that, you know, I have a deep, deep belief in being concise. Other qualities of the teacher are things like structure, right? Having a plan going into your talk and not just winging it. If you like to wing it, you're probably not the teacher. There's caveats to all of that, but that's probably most of the time true. Other qualities include a depth of knowledge, right? And as we've already mentioned, a passion for sharing information and a skill in making those complex concepts really accessible. So if you're the type of person that likes to really decipher a concept and break it down into these small details for people to ingest and really understand in those small chunks, this is probably your archetype. Thinking about teachers in our schools, a lot of times the teacher archetype really likes to utilize data and research, if not data and research, examples to support their points. So think about a speaker that maybe uses a lot of really interesting examples that maybe are kind of, you know, out of left field, or you wouldn't have connected those two concepts together. That's the part of the teacher that I really resonate with, is thinking about these examples that maybe relate to real life And you wouldn't have necessarily connected those concepts, but that's where my brain goes, right? Is thinking, oh, that's a lot like this thing that happens in every day. For example, if we're talking about being adaptable in change, that's something that I deal with in my corporate career all the time, right? We're trying to change behaviors and mindsets and things like that. And the thing that comes to mind for me all the time is when somebody knows a change is coming and is prepared for it, it goes much more smoothly. And the example I pull into that is thinking about when your phone downloads a new software or Netflix changes their UI and you log into your Netflix and you're like, where's all my stuff? I don't know how to find my, you know, continue watching, or where's my watch list and all of these things. And it just throws you for a loop. It's not that big a deal, right? You're going to find what you're looking for, but we get so angry about, you know, these changes to a user interface. Like if Instagram changes something, right? There's a whole, you know, X thread about it. So that's not necessarily a natural example that I pull in because we don't always think of it that way. But the teacher archetype tends to pull support from our day-to-day lives or examples that a lot of people can resonate with. Now, there's a lot of benefits to the teacher archetype as well. Number one, you tend to leave the audience more knowledgeable and informed, right? You're teaching them something. You can also establish yourself as an expert in your field, right? When you're known as like this go-to person that has extensive knowledge in this area that you are talking about, it really sets you up to be a thought leader and an expert. And so those are really helpful from an overall career standpoint, but also from an audience engagement standpoint, right? If somebody knows, hey, when I go to a talk where this person's going to be, I'm going to learn something. Or even if I follow their social media, whenever they post a video or they're talking about something on their social media, I know that I'm going to walk away with more knowledge, right? Those are really, really great benefits to have. The risk of that is sometimes the information may become a little dry or dense, especially depending on how deep in the weeds you go on topics. It can become really, really overwhelming for people if we start to get a lot further down the path of this topic. And the easiest example of the risk here that I can think of is sitting in a lecture hall, especially at a really large university where there's thousands of people in a classroom. That is just not the best way to learn. We know it's not. You may have a killer presentation, but if you are giving it as a lecture, chances are it's going to be dry, there's going to be a lot of information, and it's going to be hard for your audience to grasp the concepts. So that's a risk that we need to be aware of. The other risk is the challenge of maintaining engagement. So while you are giving a lot of complex information, it can be tough to keep people with you. So thinking about the teacher archetype, we really want to stay focused on those examples and on breaking down concepts to avoid this risk. So let's talk about how to strategically use the teacher archetype, even if it's not your primary archetype. You can adopt elements from this style to enhance the educational value of all the things that you're communicating. It can be effective in workshops, in seminars, and in other types of educational content where your primary goal is learning and development. So some things to keep in mind. Number one, break down complex concepts. This is something we have talked about before on this podcast, but think about it from a different perspective, maybe. You have a concept or a topic that you discuss often. Maybe your audience even finds it complex or challenging. I go back to the example of social media creation, right? There are so many different accounts that talk to you about the strategies that you can use on your social media, not even just all social media. You can specify Instagram as the thing that you want to learn more about. It can be complex. It can be challenging. But if you can prepare a short segment for your next talk or meeting where you break down that one concept into simpler, more digestible parts, it's going to be more effective. Then we can use analogies, metaphors, those real life examples to make the information more relatable and a lot easier to understand. So if your topic tends to be maybe more technical or even a little bit on the spectrum of, you know, woo, where you're talking about, you know, wellness from non-traditional perspectives, you can compare that to maybe a familiar everyday activity that is a little bit easier for people to connect with. And this works because when you simplify complex information, it makes it a lot more accessible to a broader audience. It reminds me of that meme where I think somebody says, their daughter said they want to be an astronaut, and this person, you know, responded to their kid and said, okay, well, you need to get good grades, you need to do this, that, and the other thing. And the kid responds with, well, that's just four things. So, you know, this child took what that parent said. The parent's trying to say, oh man, this is a big task being an astronaut. And the kid goes, oh, well, there's just four things that you mentioned. So that's easy. That's simple, right? Because if we break things down into a quick, you know, one, two, three, it's a lot easier to retain and to make sure that people actually hear what you're saying. And that also reinforces their learning and their retention. That then empowers them with new knowledge. And that's probably your goal anyways when you're using this archetype. So definitely breaking down those concepts is going to help you in all areas. The second strategy is incorporating active learning techniques. So doing your presentations, doing workshops, include an interactive element that encourages active participation from your audience. Now, I have said this before, I will say it again. I am a big proponent of, hey, a quick show of hands. Who has ever, blah, 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 right? And then people will raise their hand. Some people won't, that's okay, right? But it gets them engaged. Also, things like a thought-provoking question for them to discuss with the person sitting next to them, or maybe just a short exercise related to your topic. There's so many different ways that you can add an engagement element. The key here is to make it relevant and engaging and prompt them to apply what they've learned in real time. So if you're doing maybe sales training, for example, saying, hey, this is how you reach out to a cold lead. All right, everybody, pull out your laptop and send an email to one cold lead right now. This is the format you're going to use. Let's do it, right? That's a really engaging way to get people to apply the strategy you're teaching them. So it can be so many different ways, but if you ever have questions on how to add an engaging element, shoot me an email, april@semiconventional.com. I would love to discuss what you have planned and give you my thoughts. The reason you want them to apply what they're learning right then and there is to make sure that they're going to actually retain it. So get something in place. And even if it's not 100% what you want to do, get it to 80%, right? 80% of a solid idea is good enough to test it out. So try something. The third strategy is to provide actionable takeaways. So at the end of your presentation, your talk, summarize the key points and provide your audience with actionable takeaways. So I don't ever want to see any of you listeners going and giving a presentation where the last slide says, questions? Right? We don't want to leave them on that note. We want to leave them with a summary and actions they can take. They should be clear, concise, and directly related to the content that you've presented. And for added value, you can create a simple resource like some sort of one pager or a checklist that they can refer to after your talk. So let's say you've taught some technique. Maybe it's a sales technique like we were just mentioning. Your takeaway could be a step-by-step guide to implementing that technique in their daily routine. All right. So maybe it's, here's how to boost your sales activity in 5 minutes a day, right? Follow this process that we just learned about in here. And you can do this at this point in the day, that point in the day, or later in the day, right? And this works because you're then giving them an action to take. Will everybody do it? Absolutely not. And that's okay, right? Your talk is directed at that 5-10% of people that are actually going to take these actions and implement what you're teaching them. Again, this not only aids in retention, but it also ensures your teaching has practical impact on their lives. So now that we know a lot more about the teacher archetype, think about public figures or speakers that might use this archetype. Ones that come to mind for me are people like Neil deGrasse Tyson. He is bringing complex astronomical concepts to all of us in a really understandable and engaging way. Along those same lines, Bill Nye, the science guy, right? I grew up watching Bill Nye, and he has spent decades making science accessible and fun for all ages, especially when it comes to complex concepts. He breaks them down into engaging demonstrations, straightforward explanations, right? And all of those things that are very easy to understand. Other people like Jane Goodall, right, the primatologist, she has extensive work and lectures on chimpanzees and gives profound lessons on animal behavior, conservation, and how we're all interconnected as living things. Other people that come to mind are people like Malala Yousafzai, right? She uses motivation to connect with her audience, but her primary aim is to educate and advocate for the right to education, especially for girls, which makes her a really great example of the educator in action. Then you also have people like Angela Duckworth. If you've ever seen her TED Talk on grit, it brings so much research and data into the conversation without being stuffy and without being boring, right? She makes it interesting to learn about this research. When it comes to you using the teacher as your archetype, even just for one talk or even in a moment of your talk, channel these types of individuals and really think about how they break down their information, especially when it comes to things like data or research. Make sure to incorporate some type of active learning technique and provide actionable takeaways. That will make sure that you are really delivering an engaging and actionable talk. Now, before we go, I have to say the third time's the charm. I am hosting another networking event for this community. It's our third one. The first two have gone really great and been super fun. So check out semiconventional.com/networking to learn more and sign up. I really, really hope to see you there. In our next episode, we are continuing with our speaker archetype conversation. So I can't wait for you to join me so you can learn what the next one is. Till next time. Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.